Hare Krishna. Question: our Krishna devotee is outside the outside ISKCON at the neophyte Kanishtha stage in the Ishopanishad as well as the Upadeshamrit. We see the characteristics of devotees at different levels. Now there may be people who have some devotion to Krishna, and they may be reading some version of the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, but they are not connected with the proper sampradaya. So can we say that they are at the neophyte level? Answer: yes, if we are talking not just about ISKCON, but if we are talking about broadly the proper the four sampradayas, then those who are not connected with the four sampradayas, generally speaking, they are practicing bhakti, but they are not connected with devotees. So the defining characteristic of the Kanishtha stages, there is some appreciation for Krishna, but there is not much appreciation for devotees. So that, yes, they can be said. So people who study scripture out of some curiosity or out of some cultural upbringing or because of hoping for some material gain, yes, all these people can be said to be at the Kanishtha stage. Artho Jigyansur Artharthi, Krishna also talks about people who approach him for different motives, material motives, for relief from distress, curiosity, or artharthi, for gaining some wealth. So these kind of these people usually are at the neophyte stage, and over bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate, it may take many lifetimes for them to come to the level of understanding Vasudeva Sarvamiti, to understand that Krishna is everything. And this understanding that Krishna is everything comes primarily through the association of devotees. So rather than saying that generically, rather than saying that those outside ISKCON are Kanishtha Bhaktas, we can say that those who do not appreciate the value of devotees, appreciate the value of the living community of Bhaktas, those people are neophyte devotees. If they appreciate the living value of the living community of devotees, and such communities are not restricted to ISKCON alone. There are different sampradayas, and the bhakti tradition is very broad. So, yes, if people do not appreciate the association of devotees, then definitely their devotion is not very advanced. And broadly speaking, the important point is not that this sort of classification, we should not use it to judge others or demean others. Now, sometimes some people may have practiced bhakti to a very advanced level, to quite a substantial level, maybe not very advanced, but a substantial level in the previous life. And in this life, they may not have connection with any parampara, but still they may manifest very, very strong and serious devotion. So if they manifest like that, we need to understand that we need to respect bhakti wherever Bhakti Devi chooses to manifest her mercy. So the sampradaya is primarily for systematic sampradaya, samyak rupena pradayate, that which gives in a systematic way. Sampradaya is the way by which systematically knowledge of scripture is given. And there are great devotees who may not be connected to sampradaya, but usually they do not take the role of teachers of others. So if we want systematic knowledge, we need to go to the university and get knowledge from there. You know, sometimes even in a house, a grandmother knows some traditional medicines. But then a grandmother won't be a doctor if somebody has got a severe heart disease or a cancer or something like that. So similarly, there can be bhakti, and there can be even genuine deep bhakti in people who may not be connected with the sampradaya. But if one wants to get systematic knowledge of bhakti, and especially if someone is a teacher of bhakti, then that person needs to be connected with the sampradayas. If one does not appreciate the value of devotees, then definitely that is a characteristic. So sometimes some people may be away from the sampradayas in a sense of not having connection with them, but they may have had connection in the previous life, and they may have great devotion also. So we can't make blanket statement, but generally we can definitely say that if a person does not appreciate the value of devotees, then that indicates a neophyte stage of devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.